We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello. Hello and welcome to a special Christmas edition of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us in the Radio Theatre in Broadcasting House, where our studio audience will be delighted by a bumper show. Plus a fine display of hubcaps and wing mirrors. As you'd expect for this extra special Yuletide programme, our teams are comprised of the foremost available comic talents in the country. I'm sorry, that should of course read the four most available comic talents. Let me introduce them to you now. They are on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. And a warm seasonal welcome, please, for a lady whose name is synonymous with scoring, the very lovely Samantha. Incidentally, Samantha was telling me she went vegetarian this year. But she says she has had some pheasants and a bit of partridge this Yuletide. Perhaps you'll even enjoy a little goose. Either way, it's nice to see her back on the game. Our first round is a musical one entitled Chaz and Dave and was inspired by those evergreen Cockney favourites, Ann Ziegler and Webster Booth. In this round, I'd like you please to provide renditions of certain well-known Christmas songs or carols, but in the style of Chaz and Dave. You'll be accompanied on the piano by London's very own Colin Sell, the man behind many a West End standard. Express, Mail, and a variety of other papers on his popular newsstand. Tim and Willie, I'd like you to start by providing a Chaz and Dave rendition of We Three Kings.
We traverse afar, field and pound and moor and mountain, honouring yonder star, rabbit, 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 boom. Star of wonder, star of night, star with loyal, weary right, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Born a king on Bethlehem plain, I cold I bring to crime again. Forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. A talker is a talker. Star of wonder, star of night, star with loyal beauty bright. Westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Perfect light, 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 perfect light, light, light.
This could go on all bleeding night.
You and your accompaniment came adrift a bit in that one, but I'm not surprised. Not surprised with Colin Sell banging on regardless. Okay, your turn, Barry and Graham. I'd like you to sing Alid Jones's big hit, Walking in the Air, again in the style of Chaz and Dave.
People far below are sleeping as we fly, high, high, very high. We're holding very tight, minds and light, very tight. We're riding in the midnight blue, wallet, wallet, look at you. We're finding I can fly so high above with you. Good Jack, good Jack. Right across the world, the villages are by like dreams. The forests and the streams, rabbit, 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 rabbit. Children gaze out the mouth, taking place, surprise, wallop, wallop. Nobody down below believes their eyes.
party time. Your glass is yours.
Well, that was pretty festive. Let's go on now to a round called Word for Word, in which the team should take it in turns to utter words that are totally unconnected from the subject of my choosing. We had planned to call it No Connections, but our lawyers told us that this title has already been copyrighted for British Rail after privatisation. Teams, I'd like you please to exchange a series of words that have no possible link to Christmas. So, if, for example, the expressions exciting, new, and TV program were heard, that would be perfectly okay. The opposing team should challenge if they spot a seasonal connection. Right, Tim and Willie, will you start us off, please?
Fun.
Shipwreck.
Cheap.
Lumberjack.
Paraglider.
Stoat.
Graham, challenge.
Yeah, there's a shipwreck in Sinbad the Sailor.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. So what?
So?
Well, that's a pantomime that goes on at Christmas.
It isn't?
I thought it was Arabian Nights. It wasn't a pantomime at all, was it? Sinbad.
No. Is
oh,
it not,
yes,
audience?
It is.
Is it not? Oh, yes, it is. Quite right.
Well, let me know if you've come to a decision. What shall I do?
Take the money. There is a shipwreck in Deep Wix, isn't it?
A challenge from the same person.
I just challenged myself.
Yes, I'm going to uphold that.
Done, Willie.
Oh, good.
No, not that one. The one before.
Oh. That was very could you just remind us of what it was, Humph?
What was?
Your judgment.
Impeccable.
I just told you what my judgment was.
Right.
Listen, I'm absolutely suffused with the Christmas spirit, but don't push me too far. Barry and Graham, will you carry on?
Sack.
Challenge.
It's rather sad, I think, that when at this time many people are made redundant at the festive tide.
I don't think compassion is a valid reason for a challenge, so carry on, Graham and Barry.
Egg.
Stocking.
Bikini.
Reindeer.
Beach.
Challenge there from Tim.
Who are you calling a beach?
Challenge from Willie.
Many Australians enjoy the Yuletide log on Bondi Beach. They all go out and they turn a turkey on the spit. Or they spit on the turkey, my friend. They're not very well behaved people. Anyway, a beach figures large in the Australian Christmas, I can tell you that.
What's that got to do with anything?
I don't know.
Right, carry on.
Yuletide.
Dormitory.
Sock.
Wet nurse.
Fungus.
Challenge.
Wet nurses use socks. It's a well-known remedy for almost any ailment in boarding schools.
Sorry, what's this got to do with Christmas exactly?
Wet nurses use socks. There is a connection at Christmas in the dormitory when excitement runs high.
I was in a boarding school for 6 years and I don't remember ever having seen a wet nurse during the whole of that time.
You dreamt about it though, didn't you, Hump?
Time now for our next round, which is called Who Gets the Sixpence? As you'll appreciate, no Yuletide celebration would be complete without the usual accompaniments of gently roasted nuts, a plump bird, and a good stuffing. Teams, the other day, while nosing about in my pantry, came upon some of my delicious homemade Christmas pudding, a treat which is almost as celebrated as my fabled spotted dick. So if listeners will excuse us for a few moments, I shall now invite the teams to partake of my pudding. The winner will be the first person to find the lucky sixpence. Okay, team, start eating now, please.
Very good, Humph. What do you use for fruit?
For fruit?
Any old... I can taste some fruit. Very good. One of these raisins is wandering about. If I thought it possible, I'd say it was doing aerobics. There's Delia Smith.
For those listening at home, that's Colin Selve tinkering about in the background.
Have you been missing your mouthpiece for your trumpet recently, huh?
Well, that's where it is.
Either that, or several of your fillings have gone.
Have you been missing your trumpet, hump? It's a deaf aid,
isn't it? Can you chew a bit quicker, please? They're getting restive in
time. There's no trace of a sixpence in mine.
Nope.
No, it was a euro.
You finished him.
An emu?
I have to be honest, that was disgusting, hump.
Well, I thought it was pretty good myself.
Signed photograph. Oh, singed photograph, sir.
And you finished, Graham?
No sixpence.
Yeah, no sixpence.
So
Willie, you finished?
Yeah.
No sixpence.
No.
And Barry, you finished too.
Mean old bastard.
Well, the BBC never coughed up, so I didn't see why I should. Now it's time to play a regular favourite called Sound Charades. This is adapted from an ancient Chinese game called Miming, where the object was to describe a favourite 14th century porcelain vase. Our version of this highly amusing, highly entertaining and highly witty game differs only in a few areas. The one's just after highly. And of course, in this game, the teams are permitted the use of their mouths. So, teams, I'd like you please to enact the titles of various entertainments from stage, screen or wireless, likely to be seen or heard over the Christmas period. Tim and Willie, you're going to start, and your title will shortly be broadcast to our studio audience via the luminescent magic of the laser-projected, computer-controlled hologram imager screen. While listeners at home will hear the mystery voice.
Mother Goose. Mother Goose.
Right, Barry and Graham, you'll have to try and guess what this is. Tim and Willie, is it a film, TV program, or what?
Two words, theatre.
Christmas show. We'll start now. Ready?
Yes.
Oedipus?
Yes, Mum?
Don't do that.
There's a family connection here. Mum, as in mother.
Yes.
Oedipus is mother. Oedipus indulging in a ploy that his mother didn't like.
I think it's Mother Goose.
I would have concurred.
It's your turn now, Barry and Graham, and your title is now going up on the hologram image screen, and here's the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The Queen's Speech. The Queen's Speech.
Right, what is it, Barry and Graham?
It's a TV program. It's three words. Begin. Hamish, nice to have you here for Christmas. You'll have had your dinner.
Oh, well, no, Edward.
Would you like to see my hives?
Oh, how very unpleasant.
No, no, no. No, no.
Good news.
No, no. You misconstrue. Come down the bottom of the garden here and see my jolly swarm.
Oh, the bees, the wee
yes,
bees.
Yes, they've settled now, bless them, and they're feeding on the honey as usual, but look at her.
Oh, she's a big one, isn't she?
She's over there.
Aye.
She's got her own wee meal there.
What's that she's eating?
What? She's eating?
Aye.
That succulent fruit?
That's a very succulent-looking fruit.
Oh. Anybody comes near that, it's the fear of death in them.
That's her own fruit, then.
It's
the succulent fruit, is it?
Ah, well. You're very observant.
And you put it in yourself every day.
Anyway, come in the gazebo. I've something to show you.
Oh, well. This succulent fruit, what do you call it?
I would have thought it was obvious, Hamish.
Can I just tell you something? They always tell you on these radio shows that even if you know the answer, to sort of hedge round it a little bit, yeah, you know. Well, forget it.
Queen and Fruit.
Queen and Fruit. There's a few of them around the building, yeah, I believe.
Pomegranate.
They call her Queenie.
We don't know it. Really, I don't know it. Bees?
What? Bees?
Is there a fruit? Is fruit relevant?
A fruit. Very, yes, much. Yes. Terribly, yes, terribly relevant.
Yes. Three words.
The Queen's melons. There must be a fruit.
Close.
To sue that root.
Queen's pear.
Pear of queens.
Don't forget you've only got 30 seconds.
No.
The Queen's... what are we...
I can't believe this is happening. Mother Gooseberry.
Does a banana come into it anyway?
Only on Channel 4.
We give up.
Oh. Give them a clue.
What's peach?
Oh, it's the Queen's peach.
I've always thought it's the Queen's... It's a Christmas message. It's not called a Queen's speech at all.
No, it is called a Christmas message. That's why, yes, we didn't get
that's
it.
Not... Oh, that was dear. Boom. Oh dear. Bad losers.
Our next round is a version of an old favourite called Cheddar Gorge, which we've given a royal flavour for Christmas. We've called it The Madness of Cheddar Gorge. In Cheddar Gorge, the idea is for each D member to exchange a single word in order to make up a sentence, the object being not to complete the sentence. In this version, the idea is for team members to exchange a single word in order to make up the Queen's Christmas message to the Commonwealth.
Not the Queen's speech.
I noticed in the pub before the show that the panellists have all been practising convincing impressions of Her Majesty. For example, none of them seem to be carrying any money. Now, to ensure that the teams construct...
How long were you in the pub before the...
To ensure that the teams construct a Queen's speech that's as close as possible to the real thing, I'll provide them each with an everyday royal expression which I'd like them to include. And Barry, your word is Commonwealth. Graham, Corgi. Willie, Greek. And Tim, Basket Case. Now, remember, teams, the object is not to complete the sentence. So when you hear the magical sound of Santa's sleigh bells, it means I think a sentence has been completed. Okay, Graham, will you start, please?
My husband
and
I and my
family are
happy to be
Greek.
Comma. However, I
and
my corgi are
truly
Greek. Although sometimes
the
Greeks prefer basket cases. Semicolon.
I think that was the end of a sentence, but I'm not going to waggle this stupid thing around, so... All right, I'll accept a semicolon.
Semicolon.
The...
Prime Minister and...
The...
Greek... Corgi... went...
to...
Mow...
And
we all feel
that
we
and
the
Commonwealth
should
pay Greece
for
all
corgis
which
apparently
aren't Greek.
However,
the
basket case
previously mentioned by
my
corgi,
which
did
big,
service
to
the
nation
when
I
went
to
Windsor
last
September
the
50th anniversary
of the mounting
Commonwealth
conference.
Time you do that, the reindeer gets splitting headaches.
I was going to say, that's not a verdict. That's me riding off into the night. I finished most of my Christmas shopping during that round. Well, it's nearly the end of the program, though there's just time for a seasonal round of Swanee Kazoo. They do say that the gift of music is a rare and precious thing, though I have observed that it's still a lot cheaper than the gift of a 31-inch Nikam digital stereo color television. Teams, as a gesture of Yuletide goodwill, I'd like you please to join together on those two delightful instruments, the kazoo and the Swanee whistle, and provide for us a rendition of the traditional Christmas ballad, Walking in a Winter Wonderland. Tim and Graham, I'd like you to be the Swanee whistlers, and Barry and Willie, I'd like you to operate the kazoos. You'll be accompanied on the merry organ by Colin Sell. Tim, for 23 years, our good listeners and I have had to put up with these paltry attempts at musical expression. Surely, on this of all days, they deserve something slightly better. And they shall have it. For unbeknownst to our studio audience, I've managed to smuggle in two genuine members of my band to provide some assistance. So will you please welcome Paul Bridge on bass, Adrian McIntosh on drums. Okay, let's try and do it properly this time. Are you ready?
One, two, three.
Didn't know I had a trumpet secreted under the table, did you? And I'd like to thank Samantha for keeping it warm. Well, Well, ladies and gentlemen, as the twin buttocks of time struggle onto the photocopier of eternity. And the tipsy secretary of fate fends off the managing director of destiny. I notice that it's the end of the show. Join us again next year for more of the same. In the meantime, from the teams, Samantha and myself, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Goodbye.
I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue Christmas Special, Tim Brooke Taylor, Barry Cryer, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The producer was John Naismith.